The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight," as saith the prophet. "And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord."
Welcome to Radio's Most Challenging Hour, the Word of Prophecy Broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I truly welcome you today to hear a true prophetic message out of your Holy Bible, along with prophetic revelations from the Holy Ghost, which concur with true Bible prophecy. And I call your attention to this profound truth, that I don't preach from religious books, nor from perverted Bibles, but from the true Bible, which is the old King James Version of 1611, which is the true Word of God Almighty. Now, if you follow this message carefully, you'll know it straight out of your Holy Bible, and you'll know it's true. So I hope you don't get mad with me because I speak the truth, even though it make you, well, it may make you feel uncomfortable and disturb you. I'm your friend, and I'll tell you the truth on every one of these broadcasts, and I'm preaching pure old obedience to God's Word. And I pray the Lord will truly give you ears to hear. I continue with a message today of the end time entitled Russia's Invasion of Israel. This is the next great prophetic fulfillment that will happen here in our end time generation before the return of Jesus Christ. In Ezekiel the 38th chapter, the word of the Lord came unto me, that's Ezekiel, saying, "Son of man, set thy face toward Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him." Now here there's a prophecy against the chief prince, that's Magog, the chief prince of Meshach, an ancient name for Moscow, and Tubal, Tobolsk, which are two Russian cities. And the land of Magog is the land of Russia. And we'll be getting into this particular prophetic message for the next few days, so I won't answer all the questions that will rush to your mind today, but I hope to in the next few days in this series, Russia's Invasion of Israel. Now he says in verse 16, "Thou shalt come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know me, when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes." In the latter days. And ladies and gentlemen, we're living in the end time. And the next biblically oriented prophetic event, international in scope, shocking in dramatic reality, is the prophesied invasion of Israel by Russia and her allies. Well, this prophecy is recorded fully in the chapters 38 and 39 of the prophet Ezekiel's writing. And the universality of this great physical and spiritual trauma affecting all men and nations of our troubled world, this colossal and terrifying prophetic fulfillment is vividly described by the greatest newscaster of all time, Jesus, the great prophet of Nazareth. And in his words, here is what he told us to expect here in our end time generation, beginning in Luke 21, verse 25, "And there shall be signs in the sun, and the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, Then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Well, we're drawing very close to that time, but Jesus said first we must look for the signs of his coming in the sun, the moon, the stars, and we must look upon the earth at the distress of nations that are, well, we're reading the bewildering consequences of this distress in our economy, in the military preparedness of nations for Armageddon, in the political situation, and in the rise of the world church, this startling prophetic fulfillment of the rise of the Antichrist and the false prophet are right out here before our bewildering eyes, as signs of the false prophet are everywhere before us. Then he says, the sea and the waves roaring. That's the rise of terrorism. And it's rising all over the world, even here in America. We'll see that rise before Jesus comes. Men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after the things which are coming on the earth. And Jesus said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Well, he didn't say it was time for it. He just said it was close. The most earth-shaking of all Bible prophetic fulfillment, the most peace-shattering, the most disruptive news event of the 20th will be Russia's invasion of Israel. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is an evil omen that pertains to the greater sorrows of which Jesus Christ warned us of in Matthew 24 and 8 when he said, all these things are the beginning of sorrows. And these are the ushering in of God's seven-year prophetic week, the great tribulation period. This climatic prophetic fulfillment will precede the return of Jesus Christ for his bride that we commonly refer to as the rapture. Well, the Bible prophecies not yet fulfilled are in the Word of God, and we hear people and preachers and teachers saying, everything's fulfilled. Who says that all prophecy of the Holy Scriptures relating to the last days and the coming of the Lord hath been fulfilled? There are yet many prophecies, ladies and gentlemen, in the Bible to be fulfilled before the return of Jesus Christ. Let me give you seven of them here in divine order real quickly. Sign number one, and it still has to be fulfilled. These are signs yet unfulfilled before the return of Christ. The restoration of the church. This is the most vivid sign in the Word of God, and it is the true sign of the return of the Lord. It's found in Acts 3, verse 20. The Apostle Peter, a great forecaster of the news events that would shape shape our whole generation here in its trauma. He said, and he shall send Jesus Christ, who before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things. That's restoration, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Now let's look at this just a minute. Let me paraphrase it. He'll send Jesus Christ. The great apostle was preaching a few days after the outpouring of Pentecostal power in the days of the early church. But he said, Jesus Christ will not come until there's a restoration of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. And that, of course, if you want to read about the greater fulfillment, is prophesied beginning in Joel, the second chapter, and all the prophets spoke of this great time of restoration we're swiftly approaching. Secondly, the persecution of God's saints universally has not happened yet. Matthew 24, 9 and 10, Jesus said prophetically to the Christians of our day, he said, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and ye shall be killed and hated of all nations for my name's sake. All right, Revelation 13 and 7, the Bible said he'll have power. Power was given him, the Antichrist, over the saints to make war against them and overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. All right, the third sign that Jesus will not come, that has not been fulfilled, but must be fulfilled before the coming of the Lord. A severe famine is arising for hearing the word of God. And we must face the greater severity than what we've already faced. Amos 8:11, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, I'll send a famine in the land for hearing the word of the Lord. All right? Fifthly, there will be a greater magnification of famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places, according to Matthew 4:6-8, and there shall arise false Christs and false prophets and show great signs and wonders, and
Then he goes on and said, nation arise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and famines and pestilences, earthquakes shall be in divers places. Ladies and gentlemen, there's always been these signs, but there's going to be a greater magnification than we've ever known in this end-time generation that will precede a magnification greater than anything in the history, past history of generations upon this earth. Fifthly, there will be a universal violence and moral corruption as it were in Noah's day. Genesis 6 and 5. And God saw that the heart of men, see, the Bible said their heart was filled with evil continually. See, they only thought of wickedness and evil, and that's exactly what's happening again. And we'd be as it were in the days of Noah. All right, the sixth sign here was the Antichrist must be revealed. 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 in verse 4 said, that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who will sit and call himself God. Seventhly, Russia's invasion of Israel in the last days will precede the return of our Lord Jesus Christ in Ezekiel 38 and 39. These prophetic signs and many others must be fulfilled before the return of Jesus Christ, and I pray that God will give you ears to hear. Shall we pray? We'll continue this message tomorrow. Father, grip every heart and soul in the power and persuasion of the Word of God to turn them to the truth, that they may make their calling and election sure and prepare for the rise of the gathering storm against this end-time rebellious generation and turn them to old-fashioned repentance and to the holiness of God, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Brother Ray Pringle. I want you to remember our address, please, is Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Post Office Box, 10200 Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to give you some startling facts here before I leave the airs. I have another couple of minutes. That one-third of your Holy Bible is prophecy for our last days, and most of it has not been fulfilled. And one-third of your New Testament and your Holy Bible are scriptures that are out of the Old Testament, and therefore we can go to the Old Testament here for the evidence we need that the apostles of Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ himself spoke the prophetic truth in all of their utterances. And another fact is the New Testament magnifies the Old Testament prophecies in every detail. Another thing I want to point out to you, ladies and gentlemen, is the spirit of this generation is a spirit of rebellion against the Word of God. And this has been prophesied by Jesus Christ and his holy apostles in our New Testament. Well, it would be wonderful, wouldn't it, if our nation still had the Holy Bible on the desk of every teacher and was read to the students in every one of our public schools in America, especially the Ten Commandments, and they'd get up and recite the Lord's Prayer and honor the Bible. Yeah, the Bible today is in disrepute in our public life and in much of the private life. When I was in school from 1928 to 1940, when the teachers read the Bible to us, we prayed or recited the Lord's Prayer and many times sang an old-fashioned spiritual song and the Star-Spangled Banner. Oh, Lord, for the good old days that have gone and passed, and now we're headed swiftly toward Armageddon. And Jesus Christ cried out that we must repent and turn from our perverted ways here in this end time when our sins have become excessive and idolatry and rebellion against God's Word is manifest everywhere. And he did not come into this world, ladies and gentlemen, to translate an army of captive slaves to sin to heaven, but to set us free from sin. And I pray that God will deal with your hearts, that you'll turn from every sin and every work of the flesh and seek forgiveness. Praise God in his favor upon your life. I hope you'll write me for literature to bless you. And if God has touched your heart, many of you will write me with your faithful support. And until the next broadcast, may God grip your heart in this message with his power and persuasion. Here's my prayer for every one of you.